The question was asked, may one listen to music between Pesach and Lag BaOmer, the period during which we take on the customs of mourning. So generally, the Jewish people have accepted upon themselves the custom of mourning, and we do not listen to music during this time. However, there is an opinion that we don't usually go with that is lenient with regards to recorded music. And also, there are those that are lenient cleanly. They say anyone could listen to a cappella or chazanut. We're talking about music by instrument, right? So there is an opinion that's lenient with regards to recorded music. And when a person is in the tshuva process, sometimes they can find a lot of Torah and mitzvot difficult to keep. And then we would say that this shouldn't be first on the list. You should maybe rely on the opinions that permit listening to recorded music, and down the road you'll take this on. It's far more important to only eat in a place that has a hechsher. It's far more important not to answer an SMS on Shabbos. It's far more important to get used to the obligations which are biblical and rabbinic. This is a responsibility we have. It is a custom, and we do adhere to the customs of the Jewish people. But as we build ourselves and develop our habits of keeping Torah and mitzvot, we cannot take everything on at once. And that's why if a person finds this difficult, he can postpone this. And down the road, he'll start adhering to the custom. It's far more important to wait at least an hour between meat and milk if you're not yet ready to wait 6 hours. Those things are obligatory. This is a custom which is also obligatory, but it's far less severe. It's far less severe than a rabbinic obligation or a biblical obligation. So that's why, yes, the custom is that we don't listen to music during this time, but it has that level of severity. It is a custom. It's ruled in halacha, but it's ruled as a custom.